USA Today Suffolk poll shows Trump and Biden in statistical tie in North Carolina. By Michael Patrick Leahy on September 17, 2020. President Trump and Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden are in a statistical tie in the key battleground state of North Carolina, according to a USA Today Suffolk University poll released on Thursday. The poll of 500 likely voters, conducted in the Tar Heel state between September 11 and September 14, showed Biden with a 3-point lead over Trump, 46% to 43%, which is within the poll's 4.4% margin of error. Libertarian presidential candidate Joe Jorgensen received 5% support. Curiously, the demographic questions for poll respondents included one that specifically asked whether their gender was male, female, or non-binary, that is transgender, gender variant, or non-conforming. 47% of poll respondents were men, 52.6% were women, and 0.4%, or 2 out of 500, said they were non-binary, transgender, gender variant, or non-conforming. This may be one of the first times a polling firm has included non-binary as a gender option for poll respondents to select when describing themselves. 46% of men in this poll of likely North Carolina voters support Trump, while 41% support Biden. 50% of women support Biden, while 40% support Trump. An analysis of the crosstabs, which do not separately list the non-binary poll respondents as a row as they do with male and female respondents, indicates that the two non-binary poll respondents split their vote, with 1.50% supporting Biden and 1.50% supporting Trump. Trump won North Carolina's 15 Electoral College votes in the 2016 presidential election by 3.8 points, defeating Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton by a margin of 50.7% to 46.9%. The Real Clear Politics average of polls currently shows that Biden leads Trump in North Carolina by less than 1%. Interestingly, 46% of poll respondents said they believe it is most likely that Trump will be elected president on Election Day 2020, while 44% said they believe it is most likely Biden will be elected president. A poll released earlier this month by East Carolina University showed Trump with a 2-point lead over Biden, 49% to 47%. Notably, just 8% of black voters who were surveyed in the USA Today Suffolk poll of North Carolina likely voters said they intend to vote for Trump, significantly lower than the 13% who indicated their support for Trump over Biden in the East Carolina University poll released earlier this month. 21% of poll respondents said that the most important issue that the next president will address is jobs and the economy. 20% said the most important issue is coronavirus, and 13% said the most important issue is racism. Other key findings of the USA Today Suffolk poll of North Carolina voters released Thursday include: by the narrow margin of 43% to 42%, poll respondents believe Donald Trump is more likely to win the planned presidential debates than Joe Biden is. 96% of respondents say they would not consider voting twice if they thought they could get away with it, while only 4% say they would vote twice. 60% of respondents believe the country is on the wrong track, while 27% believe the country is headed in the right direction. 52% of respondents say they are better off than they were 4 years ago, while 28% say they are worse off. 39% of respondents say they will vote in person on Election Day, 38% say they will vote in person before Election Day, and 20% say they will vote by mail or absentee ballot. 38% of poll respondents were Democrat, 35% were Republican, 19% were unaffiliated, and 5% were Libertarian.